In a future war, the U.S. would need ships, many more than they currently have. But the United States is far behind China in its shipbuilding capacity. Only 0.1% of ships globally were built in the U.S. in 2024, while China produced more than half of the output. The country invested massively in shipbuilding in the past 20 years, building up commercial and military shipbuilding capacity alongside each other. And that might become a problem for the U.S. and its allies. To hit back, Donald Trump wants to levy massive fees on Chinese-made ships for docking at U.S. ports from October 2025. He also wants to invest in naval and commercial shipbuilding. But can that make the U.S. pump out more ships? Well, using the revenue from these fees could bolster the amount of money the U.S. government can pour into the sector. But there's a problem. Currently, a shortage of workers is a key cause for the delay of repairs to submarines and aircraft carriers. Welders and electricians are especially in short supply. So as more of them retire, the U.S. doesn't have enough experienced staff to build ships. For example, workloads at San Diego Navy shipyards are projected to face 12 months of work in the year 2026, where demand outpaces labor supply. According to a U.S. government estimate, shipyards would have to hire 250,000 workers over the next decade to keep pace with military goals alone. That would require massive hiring and training programs, and simply people around who are willing to do the job, which means U.S. shipbuilding is in a tight spot.